Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is Steve Loisel, who is a Facebook ads manager who's absolutely crushing it for his local business clients with Facebook Messenger campaigns. This is Steve's second time here on the podcast, and I asked him to come back on the show so that he could take you through and share three case studies of how he's getting awesome results for a realtor client, a local restaurant client, and a martial arts gym. It's actually his brand new martial arts gym that he's marketing for himself. I think you're really going to like this episode as Steve is soup. All right, without further ado, let's jump right into it.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mole ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. How are you, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast here. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Really appreciate it. I am Rick Mulready, and I'm here to help you grow and scale your business so that you can reach and help more people, amplify your impact. And when you do all that, you and your audience, your customers, get to have better lives, because those things, my friends, are what it is all about. So today is part two of the little mini series I'm doing here on the podcast again about Facebook Messenger. And joining me to share his wisdom and success stories, this guy has success stories like every week, it's awesome, is one of my students. His name is Steve Loisel. And Steve is a former police officer who decided to start a Facebook ads management business last year. And he's been on the show before talking about Messenger and what he was doing with Messenger last year. And I asked him to come back on because he is absolutely crushing it for his local business clients using Facebook Messenger. In the Facebook group, he's kind of become the go-to guy for Facebook Messenger, and people are always asking for his updates because he's just doing so well for his clients. And I asked him to come back on here because I want him to share exactly how he's doing such great things for his clients. Specifically, he's going to be talking about a realtor client that he works with, a local restaurant, and also a martial arts gym. The martial arts gym is actually a new gym that he and his girlfriend are opening up, and he's doing the marketing himself for it. And so for the realtor campaign, they spent $260 on ads, and they sold two homes in 5 days. I'm not making this up. You're going to hear exactly how he did it here in just a second. One of those homes was a $600,000 home. So I'm going to repeat that again. $260 ad spend on a Facebook Messenger campaign, sold two homes, one of which was $600,000. And by the way, all these campaigns are in very small markets. Steve is in Eastern Canada, about an hour between, if I remember correctly, Ottawa and Montreal. So we're not talking big cities here. We're talking smaller areas. And we're going to talk about that here today. For the restaurant campaign, they spent about $250 on a Facebook Messenger campaign, and they more than 10x'd it. They did about $3,500 in revenue for the restaurant as a result. And then for his martial arts gym, they sold 20 new memberships at $657 per membership at a $300 ad spend. So what that comes out to is over $13,000 in new memberships on an ad spend of $300. Obviously, as you can hear, Steve knows what he's doing. And you're going to learn today how Steve gets these results. We're going to talk about his campaign strategy from start to finish, how he sets his campaigns up, and what I think really sets Steve apart from most ad managers in how he approaches his ad campaigns. We're going to break that all down here for you today. So without further ado, my friends, let's go hang out with Steve Loisel. Steve, welcome to the podcast, my man. How you doing?
Rick, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited, very excited to be here. I'm good. Snowing like crazy outside. A lot of snow right here, so it's doing good.
That's crazy. We were just talking right before we hit record, and I said, Steve, how's it going? You're like, well, it's snowing like crazy. And Steve is about halfway between Montreal and Ottawa, and I'm here in San Diego, and it's like 75 degrees here today. So yeah, thanks for joining us here, man. I'm really excited to dive into everything.
My pleasure, man. It's an honor to be here again.
You are crushing it with messenger marketing. And I wanted to have you on to kind of talk about that. Talk about what you're doing, some of the results that you've gotten with some of your campaigns, working with local businesses that you do there in your area. Before we do that, though, tell everybody, tell AOPT Nation a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Cool, man. So my name is Steve, and so I'm the owner and founder of Lightning Media, which is a digital marketing company who specializes with local business and realtors for Facebook ads. So I've been growing my business for about a year now. It's been almost, a year and a couple months anyways. Been having amazing results with Facebook ads, especially messenger ads when it comes to local businesses. And right now I'm in the process of opening another business, which is my martial arts gym. So I'm very, very excited about that.
What got you into Messenger? Because you, like in at least in my community, you've quickly become the go-to Messenger person that that people are like so excited to hear what you're up to and getting the types of results that you're getting for your clients with Messenger. Where did that come from?
Honestly, Rick, I don't know if it's for me being from like a local area, but I find that I like connecting with people. And for me, that was the best way possible to actually connect with people when I'm trying to do my ads, right? Especially when, you know, and my background was not really marketing, was mostly policing, right? And I've always connected with people. So I try to use that and incorporate it in my marketing. And I found that messenger ads was the best way to do it. And when I started to test it out, I actually got amazing results with it. So I just continued on.
So wait, did you just say that you were a police officer? Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, I was before, yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. We talked about it the other episode there for the snow removal.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right, too. Yeah. Okay, that's right, too. Yeah. Okay, that's right. I remember now. Okay, cool. gotcha. Okay, cool. So you have been getting some great results with your messenger campaigns for businesses like a realtor, a local restaurant, and also you're doing messenger ads for your own martial arts gym. Yeah. As well. So I want to kind of get into each one of these campaigns and just dive straight into kind of what you're doing and what's working with them and why you think it's working so well.
Okay, cool. So realtor campaign, you know, before I even started doing messenger ads, I was doing, you know, maybe lead ads and stuff like that. And I was finding that the cost was, it could be very high anyway for me. So at one point I said, you know what, I'm actually going to try and test out messenger campaigns, and not only messenger but traffic, right? So I use like objective, I use traffic to messenger, and then I test out sometimes just messenger campaigns also objective. Mm-hmm. But I've been having crazy results, especially with the realtors, because I find that people want to connect. And that's one of the biggest thing I've noticed, Rick, and I'm going to repeat myself here, but people love to connect, because even when we set up a bot, right, and what's important about that is I try to build the bot sequence as I would talk or how the realtor would talk. Mm-hmm. And a lot of time people actually, like, you know, at the end, they say like, okay, thank you, you know, the realtor's name, or, you know, like they thank him. They don't even realize it's a bot at that point, even if they have to click buttons. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah, totally.
I find that's very, very powerful, because people love to engage, and that's the best way to do it. Now, I've noticed that by doing traffic to Messenger, I've had, you know, campaigns go between like 25 cents and 75 cents new message, which is insane. I don't know if you remember, but that realtor I'm talking about, we were selling a house for $600,000. And so it was a listing. What we did is I did an ad, which was a traffic to Messenger. And it was inviting people to click that link and connect into Messenger in order for them to view the listing virtually.
Okay. Right? Yep. Yep.
So what we did there is people would click the ad and then they would go into Messenger. We would greet them. So at that point, at the beginning, I had a lot of leads that I found that were not really qualified, if I could say. So
you can say that.
Yeah,
can say that, yes.
So basically, people were clicking it, but they were not following through, or they would just go and view the virtual tour right away. So what I did is I created steps. So in my area, it's mostly French and English. There's both languages. So I had people taking that step and asking, you know, do you want to see the listing in French or English? So they would click that button. And then after that, it would say, for example, you know, are you currently looking for a house? And then it would say yes or no. And then it would say, okay, perfect. Here's the link to the virtual tour. So they actually took a couple of steps in order to view that listing. So which make them a little bit more qualified, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, and after that, they would go to the virtual tour. We would have a pop-up window in there, booking a call with the realtor. And yeah, then that house got sold within like 5 days, I think it was. So it was really, really good.
All right. You're skipping over.
I know.
You are brushing through this like it's no big deal that you just sold, you know, a $600,000 home in 5 days with a Messenger campaign. So let's back up here because I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit for what you did. The campaign starts off with an ad, you know, regular type of newsfeed ad.
Yeah.
And people can and the idea here is your marketing, your offer, if you will, of the ad is to take a virtual tour of the home. And it's a Messenger ad. So when people click on the ad, pops their Messenger. And then what does that first interaction look like once they pop Messenger?
So when it pops the Messenger, it's actually it says, hey, you know, person's first name, because, you know, in ManyChat, you can set that up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, really greet them, make them really comfortable and say, thank you for click. Like, so we acknowledge that they clicked the ad, right? We don't want to make them feel like they're lost or something. So we acknowledge that they feel that they clicked the ad, and it says, hey, you know, first name, thank you for clicking the ad for viewing your virtual tour of this property, this specific property.
Yeah.
Okay. Please select your language to continue.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I think that's really key because where you're marketing this is in Eastern Canada, so French and English.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Cool. So once they choose their language, then what happens?
So once they choose their language, after that, it says, perfect, thank you. Just one more question before you get to the virtual tour. It says, are you actively looking for a home right now? So are you actually looking to buy a home? So they would click yes or no. If they click yes, we would send them directly to, we say, okay, perfect. Here's the link to the virtual tour that you've been asking about. Mm-hmm. And if they click no, you know, we just say, I think it was something like, you know, that's fine. If you would like to put in maybe your email here, we would send them to another landing page with saying, you know, if you're ever looking for a home, I'll be able to help you kind of deal. Because that would separate really who's looking for a home and who's not looking. So it would really qualify our leads at the same time, right?
I love it. Yep. Yep.
So yeah. So then people would click yes, you know, I'm looking for a home. So here's the link to the virtual tour. Now I would wait approximately, I think it was 60 seconds or 70 seconds before sending them another message on Facebook Messenger. And just acknowledge that they've been there and say, you know, hey, you know, thank you so much for viewing the virtual tour. I really hope you enjoyed it. Do you have any questions for me or would you like to book a call with me? And then, you know, they would select yes or no. Because at that point, when people were clicking on, yes, I want to go see the virtual tour, mm-hmm. My realtor, we could not track exactly how many people would actually land on the virtual site. Right. Because it doesn't belong to me. So we could not track that at that point.
Gotcha. Okay.
But what I did, though, to kind of like, you know, track it was I've set up the, you know, how you can set up the, it notifies the admin when a person, yep. you know, takes a certain action. Mm-hmm. So that would give me kind of an idea of how many people would like click on it and say, yes, you know, perfect. I want to go there.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, what you also had a pop-up box though on, yes. on the virtual tour page. What was that about?
So the, yeah, that was the other option, like the plan B for us, because we couldn't really track. So yeah. it was just a pop-up saying, you know, try to get some more qualified leads. They would say, are you like, are you still here? Are you still enjoying this virtual tour? And do you want to put in your phone number in here so I can give you a call and maybe we can discuss after the virtual tour if you have any questions regarding the home.
Okay. Example. All right. So yeah. you're trying to capture their information in two different ways within yes. Messenger itself, and then also on the virtual tour page. Absolutely. Which one did you have more success with?
The pop up.
The pop up. Okay.
The pop up. We got. I think it was like maybe 13 phone numbers in there, like qualified. Yeah. So we got about 13, and the rest, you know, on Messenger. People would respond to it. They would not leave the information, but we would have another follow-up, which would say, maybe the house wasn't right for you. Would you like to check out my other listing? So people would actually take action a lot more on that and go see other houses at the same time.
Okay. I want to come back to that because I know the result of that one.
Yeah.
So once you, all right, so they're viewing the virtual tour, they're entering their information in there. You got 13 people who are qualified. Now, what happens next? Does the realtor reach out to them at that point, or what? And if so, how are they reaching out? Is it via email, phone, and Messenger, one, or what does that look like?
So what we did is, so I sat down with the realtor because he was like, you have to understand. I don't know if you remember, Rick. I posted a video on my Instagram page yep. with all the my phone going off, right?
I did.
So that yeah, so that's what my realtor was going through at the time, and he couldn't really handle all those notifications. So he's like, how do I deal with this now, right? How do I deal with all those leads coming in and all that stuff? So I had to sit down with him, and I think that's a really important part is, you know, sit down and actually think now, what are we going to do with those people? So we knew that we had phone numbers. So for him, it was very clear that he was going to sit down and call those people. So he had that taken care of. So he called those people. What I did after that is I did a broadcast message and of all the people who actually viewed the virtual tour. Mm-hmm. And I just said, hey guys, you know, if you're still interested in the house, it's still up for sale. You know, would you like to get in contact with me, which was the realtor? And then that would pretty much end it there. It was not a big follow-up sequence. We did not do emails with that listing. So that's something that, you know, I wanted to do. We just couldn't get around it and didn't really have the time to do.
Okay.
So we didn't do email marketing. We even though we got the emails, we didn't do follow-up by emails with them.
Gotcha. So you messaged them. Now, you also did an offer, though. You also made an offer in the ad. So, yes, you wanted them to take the virtual tour, but there was also an offer in there. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
What was absolutely. That?
Yeah, so that was my realtor wanted to pay the lawyer fees. So if someone buys the house, he would take care of the lawyer fees.
Gotcha. Okay. So that was the offer in the in the original ad, and along with take the virtual tour. And if you purchase, I'm going to cover the lawyer fees.
Yes, absolutely.
Got it. Okay, cool. So you have 13 qualified people. You're also sending messages to all those people. Did they, was it a case of like now they come to an open house? Or are they setting up a private showing? What was the next step in the sales process?
So right now it was, you know, like I said, the messenger, the broadcast message was not really, you know, I think we could have done more on it. It was really just to follow up with them within the 24-hour period.
Yeah.
So it was really, you know, hey, like, I know you viewed the tour. If you have any more, like, he just wanted pretty much to make himself available for people. We didn't really want to be annoying with people, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it was just like just giving his info and being, hey, if you have more questions regarding that particular virtual tour that you visited, you know, a couple hours or maybe a day ago or something, you know, I'm here for you. I can answer any question that you have. Would you like to put in your information and stuff like that? The open rate was actually really, really good. the following up rate, so people actually responding and try, like, you know, clicking the stuff and going through with it, was not so high at that point.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. But you've done a really good job up to this point of qualifying people and really kind of filtering people out. So how, and so you ended up selling this house in, what was it, 5 days?
I think, it was 5 days.
As a result of this campaign.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically when he actually, it was one of the person that he calls. It was one of the phone numbers that we got. He set up a private showing with that person. You know, they made an offer. I think it was like on the same day or a day after. Mm-hmm. And they closed at, I think it was 98% asking price. So really, really good.
$600,000 home.
Yeah.
What was the ad spend in this campaign? Wasn't it like $260 or something like that?
Yeah, $260. Yeah, I'm just looking at it right now.
Something stupid.
Yeah, it was first campaign was $163, and the other was $93, and yeah, so one campaign got, I think, 406 new messages, and the other one is 157. So that's in 3 days or 4 days.
And you said before you ran traffic as an objective to Messenger, but you also ran a campaign, as you're talking here, you're talking about two different campaigns. The other one was the messages objective. Which one performed better for you?
I would totally say the traffic.
Traffic
performed way better. See, I got 406 messages with traffic.
Yep.
I mean, the other one did really, really well too, right? Like, 157 new messages for the Messenger objective.
Yeah.
So the cost was $1, I think, for that one, like the maximum. And the traffic one was 23 cents. So big difference there.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's awesome. Yeah. Now, okay. So you spent $260 to sell the $600,000 house in 5 days to cold traffic, but you also sold, or the realtor also sold another house as a result of this campaign.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. So what happened was that, so you know how I was explaining to you that we would offer people to, you know, click and go see other listings that he had available. So what we did is we put up most of his, like, the best of his listings, I guess, the one that he wanted to sell that he knew that they would probably sell faster.
Yep.
So we put up like a top 10 of those, and we drove people right to that page. Within Messenger.
Yeah.
And so at that point, so basically we would drive traffic right there, and then someone called his cell phone. So we didn't really do like any follow-up with that, right? It was just like someone clicked the link and went to see that house and say, hey, I was in your Messenger, and then, you know, you sent me to another page where you had other houses, and I saw that one, and I would really be interested in it. Can I book an appointment with you to go and see it?
Yeah.
So, and then it got sold like the 2 days after or 3 days after it was closed.
I love it.
Yeah.
How did you target these ads? Because you're in a smaller area.
Yeah.
And how did you go about targeting?
So I've been testing a lot with targeting, and especially now with the campaign optimization.
Yeah.
But the targeting for that one, I targeted people in relationships. I targeted also people that are interested in like Zillow, local real estate firms that we have around here, and also people who had kids. So that was my targeting. That was some testing that I did, and it was really, really good. And the like other ad sets were just blank targeting, just age. Yeah, age and like male or female, and that's it. Targeting wise, also, I think we targeted like 30 kilometers in the surrounding areas that we have.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like you said, my local area is about 10,000 people, which is, you know, not a lot of people when you start like, you know, pinpointing in the targeting section, right? So you lose a lot of audience when you do that. So for me, it's been working really well anyways for that.
Yeah, for everybody listening, this is one of the questions I get all the time, pretty much on a daily basis, is wait, Rick, you recommend trying to get those audiences up to, you know, at least 1 million people and up. I'm in a small town, or I'm in a local area, or I'm in a smaller country. You know, how do I make it, like, what do I do? And my answer is always like, just do the best that you can with what you're trying to market and where you're trying to market. Well, Steve's campaign here is a perfect example that, you know, your audiences were like, I think you kept telling me like 8,000, 10,000, maybe 15,000 people of the potential reach. So it very small audiences and are making it work here.
What I also noticed, Rick, is that, you know, and for everyone that's skeptical about this too, right? A lot of people are skeptical and saying, oh, you know, my audience is not big. And I know that you always recommend having the bigger audience that you can have, which I totally agree with. Mm-hmm. See, I'm trying to have the bigger audience that I can have in my local area. I'm doing the same exact thing that you're teaching, right? But it just in my area, that's what I can get. So that's what I deal with, right? And it works really well. The other thing too is that when it comes to budget, which I find you don't have to invest as much budget, which for me is great, right? I don't have to invest as much budget in my ads as someone who would be targeting 2 million people or, you know, 500,000 mm-hmm. people.
Yep. And another big lesson to take away from what Steve is doing here is he's sitting down and strategizing, what does this journey look like? What is the campaign look like from start to finish? What does the conversation look like getting in the minds of the buyer for this type of house, and using that knowledge, using what their hypothesis is? Like, I think the buyer is thinking this sort of thing, so I'm going to try to appeal to them in this way. Let's test it out and see how it does. And thinking through the whole funnel in that fashion. And, you know, Steve, you mentioned at the very beginning of when you started to describe this campaign was like, I want it to be like a conversation. I want it to feel conversational with them. And so, dude, congrats on this campaign. I love talking about it. This is amazing. I love it.
And you're absolutely right, Rick. When it comes down, and this is one of the things that people tend to not do, and it's really preparing for that campaign. And like you say, it's like every client that I get, I prepare like even more than he does. I know more about his audience that he does at one point, right? And that's super, super powerful when I create my ads, my images, when I do the targeting. It really, really helps. And when it comes down to Facebook Messenger, you can actually understand and talk the language that those people are talking. And like I said, people sometimes think that they're actually talking to someone, even though they're actually, you know, pressing options and selecting their options. At the end, they thank you for, you know, talking to them, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And that's where I see that my messenger was working really well, and that I did a good job, was that when people were actually thanking my client, it was like this guy, this person right now had like no idea that he was like, he knew it was a like automatic message, but it was very well constructed and was very well, like I was speaking their languages. So they would, you know, they would appreciate that, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big caveat here to everybody listening, if you're thinking, well, this is like being deceitful or dishonest. No, it's, you know, it has come out. There have been lots of studies lately that are talking Messenger specifically, is that people don't necessarily care that there's a live person on the other end. They just want to make sure that their needs are getting met. And if the bot is set up, you know, in such a way from a personalized perspective where you're serving the needs and helping them along their journey and helping them make decisions and answering their questions, then that is what this is all about. That's what the, you know, sort of the heart of a campaign like this. And so it's not, you know, it's not set up to be out of integrity or deceitful or anything like that. It's how do you add value and have that conversation with the person and help them with what they're trying to do. In this case, absolutely, here, buy a home. So awesome. 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 I want to move on to the restaurant campaign.
Yeah.
Because I think this is also interesting. And now we're even talking about, if I remember correctly, an even smaller audience than you were talking about with the realtor.
Yeah, man. So basically, like you said, it was a very small, I think this audience, like the town size was approximately maybe 5,000 people. The town size, and there's surrounding areas, which helps a little bit, but it's not huge. It doesn't go past like, you know, 25, maybe 30, like maximum if I target everything around it, right? So basically what I did was for the restaurant is I wanted to create engagement. I wanted to, again, create that connection with local people, because this was a local restaurant, and I've studied that restaurant when I talk with them. And even before I got them as a client, I actually went in there and, like, you know, studied what kind of food they serve. And I went on their website, did a lot of research to understand who they were. And that restaurant owner is very, very close to his local people. So I said that, you know, messenger campaign are going to kill it, right? So so I got that client like that. And what I did was I did a contest giveaway funnel. So what I mean by that is I sat down with my client and I said, okay, all right, you need to understand that we're going to have to kind of give a little bit. So in order for you to get seen as much as possible, but we're going to create your audiences that way. And we're going to get people used to Messenger also. So he said, yeah, no worries. You're the professional. So, you know,
he has no idea what you're talking about.
pretty much. And that's hard to explain sometimes to our clients, but anyways. So yeah. So what I did is that we're going to do giveaways. So, we did a giveaway funnel, which I wanted to test out. We did one giveaway was at the Valentine's Day giveaway, right? We would give, I think it was like a free photo that they would, people would go in the restaurant and they would have their photo taken while they would eat as an offer. Anyway, okay. So that was the first giveaway. The second giveaway was hockey tickets. So my client had hockey tickets to give away. So we did another engagement. I did an engagement ad on that one, actually, Rick. And we would give hockey tickets to people. So I would target people, you know, who would be interested in the restaurant and stuff like that. And then, so anyways, we did a bunch of giveaways. And at the end, the final giveaway was he would give a $100 gift certificate to whoever. So this was the traffic to Messenger and the Messenger campaigns, to whoever would comment their favorite meal in the comments and also send us a message in Facebook Messenger. Right. So I don't know if you have any questions for me right now, because I know
You're following. We got you. Cool. We got you. Yep. Cool.
So basically right now, so we would say, okay, click the link here if you want to be part in the $100 gift card giveaway to our restaurant. People would click that link, and they also commented their favorite meal in the comment section. And just a side note for that, what I thought about that is I told my client, this is going to give you so much data to work with to make offers after, because you're going to know exactly what people love at your restaurant, right?
Yeah.
So I said, just
smart.
Just keep that on the back burner right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, people would click on the ad again, go straight to Messenger, greet them, same kind of process, French or English again. And it would say, you know, if you would like to participate in our giveaway, you know, just click this button here. So people would click that button. Once they click that button, it says it acknowledged that. Thank you very much. The giveaway is going to be held on this date via Facebook Live. And make sure to tune in, because we're gonna offer you guys more while you're live. And right after, it would send another message, would say, by the way, since you're here and only for you, would you like to get a 2-for-1 breakfast offer? So people would say, you know, yes, I would like it, or no. And then they would take up on the offer and redeem it within, I think it was 3 weeks or something like that. So yeah. That was about it. I don't know if you want me to talk about like the conversions and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, you just had ridiculously good results from this, you know, and we're talking a very small, you know, area again. And how much was the ad spend on this?
I think it was like $230, something around that. Yeah, $191. Yeah, maybe $250.
Okay, so say $250, and then what was the kind of revenue that the restaurant was able to track back to these promotions?
So we were able to track about $3,500, if I'm not mistaken, of like coupon that were like redeemed and people actually going to the restaurant and, you know, taking up that offer.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's not like super crazy, right? It's not like, you know, you're going to be rich tomorrow, but it's amazing results.
I mean,
especially for local business.
Yeah, I mean, right? you more than 10x the investment on the ads. I mean, that's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think, again, a lesson here if everybody heard what Steve said about, I went into the restaurant, I learned about the menu, you know, I want to know as much, if not more, about this business than the owner does. And so again, going there to learn about the business, learning about the clients and patrons that come into the restaurant. Okay, how do we engage them? What types of things can we test out to do offers and stuff like that? Again, very, very smart, thought out strategy, and not having to spend a lot of money in order to see success here with this. Is there anything that you do differently on that campaign next time? Or are you like, nope, this is like, it worked well for me.
It did work well, Rick. It did work really, really well. But I think that, you know, we could probably do, there's always place for improvement, right? All the time.
Sure.
I think that, you know, maybe next time I would probably try and maybe have people buy the offer right away instead of offering a coupon, because mm-hmm. I find that we got lost a little bit in you know, the tracking part, instead of, you know, if people could actually buy something right there and then redeem it and go to the restaurant, even if they don't go, they already purchased it, right?
Yep, for sure.
So kind of like the kind of like Groupons. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
So that kind of. But what I really loved about this is that we used for those campaigns, they were all video campaigns too. I think that's really important to mention, is that it was all video campaigns, very engaging campaigns, because again, I want people to be to feel appreciated and to, you know, to engage with the client. So I wanted all videos. I told them, you know, go on Facebook Live when you announce your giveaways. You're going to create a lot of traction, and you know, at the end of the final giveaway, the final funnel that I did, the final campaign, you know, how I was inviting people to Facebook Messenger at the end, people were used to seeing them on Facebook Live now. So people actually showed up a lot, like during the live video when they announced the winner. And I was very satisfied with that, because that was really like a good conversion rate of people actually showing up and, you know, being interested in what they had to say and seeing who will be the winner and then maybe win something else. You know what I mean?
Totally. Create engagement. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Okay. Third campaign that I want to talk to you about is your martial arts gym.
Yeah.
And this is your own gym, and you're running ads for it, and you're obviously doing Messenger ads for it. So talk to us about that.
So it's been running for about, I would say, 3 weeks now that I started, like, you know, preparing all my stuff, and I've been, like, you know, super busy building the actual business, right?
Sure.
But I really wanted to make sure that this was well taken care of, and, you know, I don't have to do, you know, a lot of stuff in order to actually make some money to start, because I'll be super busy. So what I did is I just did a my first post was actually an engagement post saying, you know, we will have martial arts right here in Hawkesbury. It was a picture of me and my girlfriend Ashley, you know, all dressed up in our geese and uniforms and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I just like targeted my local area. I think it targeted 30 kilometers around it. So, and the objective for that one was really to build an audience, because I had no audience. I started from scratch, right? New business page, everything brand new. Mm-hmm. New pixel, everything brand new. So I wanted to warm up the pixel. So I did a engagement ad. That one got, I think it was 25,000 reach on it. It got 200 and something likes, almost 300 likes, 200 shares. It was insane.
What were people engaging with? Like, what was it about the ad that was drawing interest from people?
It was just like, I think it was just people being happy that there will be martial arts in Hawkesbury, to be honest.
Okay.
Like there was nothing, like, you know, I didn't say, there was no offers. There's no, like, it just says, hey, Hawkesbury and surrounding areas, we're very happy to be proud of your community, to put our, to have our martial arts gym in your local town, in my town also. So, you know, we're really happy to be here, and, you know, we hope that you guys are going to join in maybe later and stuff like that. But there was no, like, offer, anything.
Gotcha.
People were commenting, congratulations, we're very excited. We needed that in the community and stuff like that, right?
So oh,
it was
nice.
a really engaging ad, which I was very happy about.
So you're creating awareness, and you're also building audiences of people who are engaging with your content now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
So yeah, right after that, let me just think here. What I did is I created a custom audience of people, obviously, who engage with the previous ad, the first ad. Mm-hmm. And I did a traffic to Messenger again, of course, but it was to get subscribers on my email list now.
Okay.
So I knew that my goal, especially with me and my marketing, I knew that I needed to build an email list. I needed to, you know, get my potential leads in there, right? So again, traffic to Messenger, and the ad was a picture of I think it was, you know, me again and Ashi doing some martial arts, and there was also kids in there because we said, you know, we're gonna offer kids classes and stuff like that. But the ad was click. If you want to know about the upcoming promotion that we're gonna get, because the prices were not out at that point, Rick. Nothing was, you know, released. No schedule was released. Nothing. Mm-hmm. And not even the location. So basically I said, you know, if you guys want to know, if you want to be the first one to actually know about our pricing and our promotion when it comes down to it, when we're going to release it, if you want to get on our subscriber list, you'll be the first one to know. So that was traffic to Messenger. People would click on it. Again, go to Facebook Messenger. We would greet them. What I did for that one is, since I speak French, I took the French part of it, right? When people would click select their language. Mm-hmm. So when people would select French, I put a picture of myself and say, you know, hey, I'm Steve. I will be the instructor. I'm the owner and founder of Flow War Martial Arts. And would you like to get on our email list to get all of our promotions and stuff? And people would click yes. I would give them the link, and that would go to another landing page at that point where they would put in their email.
Okay. How many people did you get?
So it's not okay for me. It's okay. It's not like that crazy.
Yeah.
But we got 110 people in 3 days, like subscribers.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was really good for 3 days. After that it actually dropped. So I'm actually working on new ads right now, because I think what happened was, like, you know how with my audience is not as big, the frequency you know, gets really high, and then the cost goes really high too. Mm-hmm. But so I shut down the ads, but I got 110 new subscribers in 3 days.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, that was really, really good. I was paying 75 cents per new messages. So, again, crazy results.
Yep.
Really. Yep. Happy about that.
Yeah.
And then what I did was I waited a couple days, and I actually did a email marketing sequence saying, all right, here's our prices. Here's our schedule. Everything is out. And here's the link to register online. I did that with the email, and then I sent also a broadcast message. Now, I had to be careful because I was past the 24-hour period, right?
Yeah.
So what I did was I broadcast to those people saying, we have amazing news regarding our gym. That was the first message. So, hey, first name, you know, hey, for example, Rick, we have amazing news regarding our gym. All the information that you wanted is actually out and available. Would you like to check it out?
Yeah.
That was the only thing that I said. I didn't sell anything at that point.
Correct.
I didn't say anything else, right? So people would have to, you know, select, obviously, yes or no. I think it was like, the option was like, yes, show me, or no, I'm not interested, or unsubscribe.
Before you go on there, Steve, I just want to clarify for everybody listening what Steve was just talking about with the whole 24-hour rule. So on Messenger, you cannot send out a promotional message, meaning kind of a salesy kind of message, to somebody after 24 hours of last interacting with them. So they sign up for your Messenger. They go, you know, they go through the interaction, and let's just say the last time you 3 days go by. So the last time you've messaged with them is 3 days. You cannot. It's against Facebook policy to send any kind of sales promotional message to them. However, you can absolutely send a message, just like Steve just said, where you're asking, you're letting them know about something, and you're giving them permission, or you're asking them permission, like, would they like to hear about it? Yes or no? And then, and then, you know, oftentimes they're going to say yes. Then you can send the, you know, then you can send that information. So just to kind of clarify what that 24-hour rule means.
I think also it's important, Rick, to let them unsubscribe, the option to unsubscribe if they wanted to also, right?
Always, yep.
So basically at that point, people would click, yes, show me. So the conversion rate was really, really high. I don't remember exactly how much it was, Rick, but it was crazy. So we would send them to the landing page where we had all the pricing, all the information that was there. Everything was ready to go. And from that, we signed up 20 people, 20 memberships paid for at $657.
Per person?
Per person.
Out of that list of 110 people?
Yeah.
Yeah. 20% conversion is not too bad.
Yeah. It was really, really well. You know, like I spent like nothing on those ads so far. Really converted well, and you know, I pretty much paid for my rent for the whole year with that. So I'm really happy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Really,
is the gym even open yet?
Not even open. It opens on June 1st.
Oh, really? That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's the name of the gym? We'll give a shout out to it right now. What's the name of the gym?
Flow Water Martial Arts.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And so you get 20 new memberships at, what do you say, 657?
Yeah, 657.
657 per. And then do you remember how much you spent on the campaign?
I think it was $300 approximately.
$300 that spend. So
yeah.
You're working on this campaign right now. I mean, obviously great success out of the gates, and now you're like, okay, let's kind of take this, let's keep perfecting this, and well, nothing's ever perfect. That's not what I mean. Like, you continue to work on it and try to make improvements on it. Cause you mentioned like, all right, the frequency got pretty high. My results kind of dropped. Okay, cool. Let me stop this and come up with some new ads.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And what I did too was, which was really, engaging again and, you know, have people interact, was that after we released that, I actually did a video on how to register. So I went through the whole process with like I screen shared my screen, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I recorded all that with Loom, and then I showed exactly how to register. Mm-hmm. And then I did an ad with that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's super smart.
Yeah, super smart.
I continue to be impressed by you. I mean, you're just doing such not only great work, but really smart work with your campaigns. And I want to kind of just wrap this up with one question. Like, if someone who is looking to get started with Messenger, or maybe they've kind of dabbled and played around with it and, you know, not really gotten the results that they want, what would you say to them? What would you say to that person who's kind of just starting out and we want to set them up for success when it comes to Messenger marketing?
I would say be patient, right? Because I really know experience when I started, right? And, you know, I took your course and everything else for Facebook ads. But mm-hmm. I mean, I went in there and I tested some stuff. And like you say, you always need to test. And sometimes it will work, right? It will work right off the bat. Like the realtor campaign took a day and I was receiving a bunch of messages, like going crazy.
Yep.
And then other campaigns, it took me maybe like a month or 2 months or 3 months to get results. But you know, just be consistent, be patient, and also research your stuff and really plan out where you're going with your campaign, whether it's a Messenger campaign or not, Rick. I think really plan it out and know exactly where you want to go and how you're going to get there, and you will eventually get there. Even if it takes a little bit of time, you'll get there.
Yeah, I love it. That's really, really well said. I want to make sure that people can connect with you, Steve, and get your phone dinging like it was before.
Yeah.
What's the best way for people to connect with you?
They can check me out on Instagram at Lightning Media Inc. or on Facebook at Lightning Media Inc. Or my website is www.lightning-media.ca.
Lightning-media.ca. That's your website.
Yeah.
Got it. And your Instagram is at Lightning Media Inc.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. I will link all that stuff up in the show notes for the episode here today. Steve, thank you so much for coming on here and taking us through these three campaigns. Keep up the good work, my man. I know that you're going to get inundated with questions from people and wanting to connect and stuff like that. So congrats on all your success. And as always, I'm really looking forward to continuing to watch you and all your campaign success and what you're up to. Thank you again, buddy.
Cool, Rick. Before we go, can I ask you one more thing, Rick?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to ask you. I want to tell you, actually.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
No, there's no uh-oh. There's no. So I just want to offer, you know, something to AOPT Nation. Again, like I did with my other interview when you had me on here. If you don't mind, of course, if that's cool with you.
Go for it.
Cool. So just go to my website / messenger, and I will put the restaurant campaign that I did. So all the ads, all the results, and everything you need to know, maybe for restaurant owners out there that wants to know more, it will be available there for them.
So lightning-media.ca/messenger.
Yes, sir.
Is that right? Awesome. Yep. And you'll be able to see a messenger funnel, in place right there.
There you go.
Nice. lightning-media.ca/messenger. I'll link that up in the show notes as well. And thanks for putting that together, Steve. Coming up on the podcast, my friends, first of all, thank you so much for listening to the show, always showing up each and every week, for subscribing to the podcast. I really appreciate you and your attention that you give to the podcast here. The feedback that I get on Instagram and the DMs and so forth, I love it. So thank you again. Coming up here on the show, I've got another quick tip episode coming your way on Friday. So until then, and as always, my friends, keep testing your online marketing to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of that. Do more of what's working, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.